Okay, we are picking up with Parsha Chabura, Parsha's Tetzaveh. I had a half a minute to do a Purim topic, but ended up sticking with the Parsha. The month of Adar that we're in right now is sponsored by Eitan Yosef Lehen, or Melamed, in honor of Sophie Melamed. Our week of learning this week is, we should really say this as slowly as possible just to make sure the proper kavod is given. The week of learning this week is sponsored by Nick and Alana Jerkowitz, in honor and appreciation of Reb Willy Kluger. No need for a standing ovation. And the days of learning today and tomorrow both are sponsored generously by Dr. Morris and Sharon Silver, in honor of Morris's father's yard site. The name is Ovadia Ben Zvi Yitzchak. So we learn Le'ilei Nishmaso today and tomorrow, and really they're a major part of the kol, as it is every day of the kol, supporters of the kol. So we always learn in their zchus. So we are looking at the psukim, the very, very, well, not the, almost the very, very beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. The psukim tells, V'ata hakrev elechas aron achichev ez banav ito, mitoch b'nei Yisrael, l'chahano li. Aron nadav aviv, elazar v'yisamar b'nei Aaron. So Moshe is told, bring before me, bring to me, Aaron, your brother, and nadav aviv, elazar v'yisamar. What do you do now? V'asisa big day kodesh l'aron ochicha l'chavelas faras. So you should make the big day kahuna. They should be l'chavelas faras. Ramban sefer chinuch kaidua. And v'ata you should tadaber al kol chach milev. Talk to the people who are umnim on this. Asher milei sivrua chachma, that I have provided them with the wisdom and the talent to be able to craft these garments. V'asu es big day aron l'kadsho l'chanoli. And they should make Aaron's garments lekadsho lechahanoli. So that is a very difficult sentence grammatically. Lekadsho lechahanoli. So lekadsho makes sense to be, you know, makdish him, to be giving him kedusha, to sanctify him. Lechahanoli is a little more complicated, especially because of its juxtaposition to lekadsho. So maybe we'll Rashi here deals with it. It's on the page. It could be we'll come back to it later. Ve'ela begadim asher yasu choshen ve'efu milch sonas tashbeitz of mitznevas avnate. All these begadim for Aaron vanav l'chahan oli. So we're talking about the big day kuna of the kain gadol. We're talking about the big day kuna of the kain hadyot as well. So Rashi on the Rajas Taich, Rashi says l'kadsho l'chahan oli. L'kadsho means l'hachniso bechuna al yideh habegadim shei kohen li. The begadim are machnis him in to being a kohen. So most of what we'll spend at the culmination of the shir, Siyat Shemayim Bli Neder, will give us a little bit of a deeper understanding of that phrase that Rashi just said. But for now, we'll leave it as is. So you're machnas him into Kedushas Kahuna through the Begadim somehow. V'lashan Kahuna is a sheiras hu. See, this is the important part, because you can't really understand the words in the Pasuk as they are written, says Rashi. L'kadsho l'chahan oli, it's two separate statements, and the li is going on the second one. So lechahan oli, Rash says lashon kahuna sheirasu. Kahuna means kohen, means that someone is a misharis. It means someone's a we'll call it servant or a worker, someone who's doing the sheiras in the mikdash. In this case, is the kohen. So if you look in the Sifsei Chachamim, you'll see that he says what Rash is struggling with is that lechahan oli. If you look at all the pashtanim, really, like Rav Hirsch points this out also, lechahano never means to make him a kohen. It doesn't mean that. Lechahano means that he will be a, he will kohen to me. And the vav is this is what the Mepharshim say, the vav is extra. Lechahano, the vav, the o, is extra. It doesn't really belong. It's really lekadsho lechahen li. Okay, maybe, I'm not sure, I mean, grammatically you could say lechahano, so therefore the pasuk did. I don't know what the reason the vav is there, but that's what the Siddur Chacham says. The vav is really nosaf. The vav is really a little bit extra. The truth is, if you look, and this will relate to what we're talking about, if you look in the Sefer HaShrashim, in the Radak, if you look in Unklus Taich is like this, lekadsho, to make him holy, lechahano li, like leshamsha lefanai, or something like that, to serve before me. So he also interprets that way. There, that's the only reason I know about the Sefer HaShrashim. There, Mitzayin in the Ma'atzari, he's Mitzayin to the Radak Sefer HaShrashim, who he says, he seems unique in this way, they says, Lechahano li means dafka, and it means you'll make him a Kohen to me. Lechahano, to make him a Kohen to me. And the Radak says, he bavorns, he says, it's not a Vav Nosaf. The Vav is dafka, and it means you'll make him into a Kohen. Happens to be a very fascinating Taich. The reason why it doesn't matter so much, even though it's very interesting, is because the Sifsei Chachamim, the Gur Arya, everyone in their commentary in Rashi is assuming Lekadsho does mean to make him have Kedushas Kahuna through the Begadim, and Lechano just means that he should serve me as a Kohen. All the Radak is doing is saying both of those words mean to make him into a Kohen, to give him the Kedusha and to make him into a Kohen. So it's fascinating in terms of words, but I think in terms of what we're going to develop, it's not going to make a huge difference. Okay, that's what the Pesukim tell us here. Basisa big day kodesh la'aron l'achicha l'chav l'sefares. There's a mitzvah asa is big day aron kachol l'chanuli. Fine. So what's this mitzvah? So if I just read the Pesukim, I guess the only thing I could say for sure is there's a mitzvah to make begadim, to make big day kahuna. That is how some of the Gaonim learned that there's a mitzvah of asiyas big day kahuna. But if you look in the Rambam doesn't quote a mitzvah like that. He doesn't quote a mitzvah of making the big day kahuna. He quotes something different. And it's going to throw us off for a second. HaMitzvah Lamed Gimel Hi, you have it in source number 2, the Rambam says, the 33rd Mitzvah's essay in Sefer HaMitzvah, Shenitzdava Kahanim, Lil Bosh Begadim Yuchadim L'Chav L'Sefares, the Kahanim are commanded to wear Big Day Kahuna, L'Chav L'Sefares, V'az Ya'avdu B'Mikdash, and then they'll use those, or then they will work in the Mikdash, they'll do the service in the Mikdash, V'hu Amaru Yisal, that's what the puzzle says, V'asisa Big Day Kodesh, La'ar Nachich L'Chav L'Sefares, V'ezban Av Takrib Hil Bashdam Kutanos. So, putting those two psukim together, both in our parsha, the Rambam says, you see there's a mitzvah of making the Big Day Kahuna for the Kohanim. The mitzvah, the Rambam says, not the making of it, but you're making it for the Kohanim to do what? To use in the Avodah. As ban of takrev, hilbash them kutanos. They have to wear those Big Day Kahuna. So the Rambam says straight, very simple, very easy. He says there's a mitzvah d'araisa, the 33rd mitzvah's essay in his account, that a Kohen has to wear Big Day Kahuna va'az ya'avdu b'mikdash. And then they'll do the service in the Mikdash. So the Ramban here has a hasaga. Source number 3 really has 2 hasagas. The Ramban is masig with 2 kashas. First of all, he says, Lora isi l'ba'al halachos she'im na'osa. Osa. The Ba'al halachos gedolos doesn't count this as a mitzvah essay. Aval mana b'lav, and he does have an iser lav, mechuz b'gadim sheshimesh. Someone who does the avodah without begadim. This will play in later, we'll see blue nether. But he does have a lav of mechuz b'gadim, that if a kohen does the avodah mikdash without the begadim, that's an iser lav. He does have that, but he doesn't have a mitzvah essay of wearing begadim. Vidaito zos lomar, what the Bahag is telling us is the kevin the ain belevishes begadim shalobish azavodah shum mitzvah. There's no independent inherent mitzvah of levishas begadim. It's a mitzvah to wear begadim when you're doing the avodah. In order to worship, in order to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the mikdash, you have to wear begadim. But it's eno ala hechshar avodah. Shem avod pachos mehen obiyoser tipasal avodaso. No, the old mitzvah of levishas begadim is not its own mitzvah. It's a hechshar mitzvah for doing avodah. A kohen has to do avodah in the mikdash. Avodah has to be done by a kohen who's wearing big day kahuna. So it's part of the mitzvah of avodah. Sure, it's a chelak of the mitzvah of avodah, but it's not its own mitzvah. And says the Rambam himself said, "V'inu chelak mi'mitzvah avodah im avod bahen v'mahinu." So the Ramban himself is going to reference at the end of this paragraph. I'm not going to get there. The Ramban says in Shorish Yud Beis, the Rambam has questioned whether it should be Shorish Yud Beis or Shorish Yud. But in let's say Shorish Yud Beis, the way the Ramban has it, the Rambam has a yisod that anytime you have a mitzvah which has different chalakim, different pieces to it, you don't count each piece as a separate mitzvah. So the fact that an avoda requires that a kohen wear big day kahuna is not its own mitzvah; it's just part of the mitzvah of avoda. Pasha. Additionally, says the Ramban, a second hasaga, he says the imhainu monin ze mitzvah. If we were going to count this as its own mitzvah, hayarai should timne all the mitzvahs big day lavan biyom kippur mitzvah acheres. The big day kahuna would not only include one mitzvah big day kahuna; it would be the big day kohen hedyot, the big day kohen gadol, the big day lavan that are on Yom Kippur. Each one should be independent because each one's its own mitzvah. So the Rambam doesn't do that. So how do you have it both ways according to the Rambam? So two hasagas the Ramban has. First of all, it shouldn't be its own independent mitzvah because really it's just part of the mitzvah of avoda that avoda has to be done in Big Day Kahuna. Second of all, if you're gonna count it as its own mitzvah, you have to have at least 3 mitzvahs: Big Day Hedyot, Big Day Kohen Gadol, and Big Day Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Begadim Levanim. The Rambam doesn't have that. So what's the pshat? So if you look in the Shiurim, Revelable has in Zvachim Yerches. We saw this, right, Per and I saw this together not so long ago, a couple of years ago when we learned Zvachim. We spent time on this, on Daf Yud Ches. Rebelbel has a Shtickle Torah here. I don't think I understood it then. I don't think I understand it now. But he basically tries to convince us that the Rambam does not think there's a distinct mitzvah of simply wearing Big Day Kahuna. Rebelbel tries to explain that he thinks the Geder HaMitzvah is basically to be Meluvash in Big Day Kahuna during the Avodah. To be Muluvash in Big Day Kahuna during the Avodah. Now it's starting to sound like a lot like what the Ramban's Hasaga was. What do you mean? It's just a mitzvah of Avodah. So Rebbe says, no, it's not the same thing. There's two dinim. It's just hard because I can't give you what the... I don't think even Revelvel says it, at least there, what the exact nafkamina is. But there's two dinim. There's a din in avoda, that avoda is possible without big dikuna. Then there's also a din on the kohen that he has to wear begadim when he's doing the avoda. Sounds like semantics, but it's not. It's obviously not. But it's two different dinim, both that are dinim within the avoda, but not both dinim of avoda. One is a din of avoda, that avoda without begadim is pasul, and the other one, a din in avoda, that a kohen should wear begadim of big dikuna when he's doing the avoda. If you didn't understand it, it's because I don't understand it. It's not your fault. It's because I'm not saying it over well, because I don't really have a good grasp on what he meant. But I think we struggled with it back then to fully grasp it as well, but I'm still stuck on it. But interestingly, this is... we're going to quote it from places that are Hosafos, but you know the following Mahalach, I originally... We'll get to how I originally got to it. Okay. The Leif Sameach here on the Sefer Mitzvah, so he has a different approach entirely. It's easier to understand through a Chakir of Yosef Engel has, which Rabbi Per and I also learned together, I think, in that same sugya probably. The Leif Sameach has a pshat. It's easier to understand the Chakir of Yosef Engel and Asim Daraisa, but all of that is going to be easier to understand through a Machlokas Rishonim. So we're going to start from the very beginning, a Gemara in source number 4, Kiddushin Nandalan Manalaf. The Gemara basically is working on the opinion. It starts in the middle of a Shakatari. The Mishnah has the opinion of Reb Meir that someone who's Mekadesh with Hektish, Bemezid is Mekudeshes, Bishagig is not Mekudeshes. The implication being that if you're Mekadesh with Hektish, Bemezid, the Hektish is Neschalel, and therefore the Kiddushin will be Chal. Right? You're Mekadesh with the Hektish is Nechal to Chulin. Now you could have a Kiddushin. But if you're Mekadesh, Behektish, Beshogeg, it's not going to be a Kiddushin. Apparently it's not Mischalel, and therefore there's not going to be Kiddushin. That's what the Mishnah assumed in Reb Meir's opinion. So the Gemara asked, this is Rav starting on Amud Beis, we just quoted only from Amud Aleph, but Rav asked, where do we ever find this? Where do we find that Reb Meir holds that Me'ila B'mezid, the Hektish is Mischalel, but Beshogeg it's not Mischalel? So the Gemara says, no, our Mishnah is specifically talking about the Big Day Kahuna Shalo Balu. In a case of Big Day Kahuna, which are not yet worn out, the Torah allows for Kohanim to benefit from them because Lo Nitna Torah LeMelachei Asharis. You're going to tell Kohanim that they can't benefit, they can't get any Hana from their Big Day Kahuna or else it's considered Me'ila. What are they supposed to do? They have to put it on, and they probably have to put it on 30 seconds before they start the avoda. This impossible, and they take it off. They can't take it off the second they finish. They're going to have at least a minute or more a day where they're benefiting from the big dikhuna. Lo nitnatar l'malachai asharis. They can't possibly avoid having some hana. So therefore, there's a heter of hana on the big dikhuna for the kohanim. That's what the Gemara assumes over here. And therefore, by the way, in that context, there's an interesting machlok. As Rashi seems on the page, Rashi seems to say that once you have that heter of lo nit natar lo malachei asharis, that kohanim can benefit from the big dikhuna. So then, do they have to be mitzamtzim? Do they have to try their hardest to be mema'it in the hana? Meaning, they quickly pull it off. Okay, they can't get it off in half a second. They can get it off in 5 seconds, or can they wear it for 10 seconds or an hour afterwards? Once it's mutter, are they allowed to wear it for as long as they want? So Rashi seems to have this unrestricted hutra nature to the heter over here. The Rashi in Kedushan Samach Vav has that also. You have to see Tosas there and Tosas in Yuma. That's a machlokas rishonim, the Beis Halevi points out. But Rashi here seems to say it's an unrestricted heter. Either way, so lo nit natar l'malachei asharis, so big dikhuna were nitnu to get hana from them, and therefore, b'shogeg is not going to be neschalel, and therefore you could have Reb Meir's shita that b'shogeg, she's not mikudeshes, b'mezid, she's yeh mikudeshes. Good? So Tosas on the page ask a question. Why should the big dikhuna, which your Mekadesh B'shogeg, why should that work according to Rabbi Yehuda? And according to Rabbi Meir, why should it work B'mezid? These big dikhuna are Kli Sharis. Kli Sharis is Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf is not Mischalel through Me'ila. We hold Yesh Moel Achar Moel, which means if you have Kedushas Damim, and you're Moel on Kedushas Damim, so the Kedusha is Nischalel, and it becomes Chulin. But if you have Kedushas HaGuf, something which is Mamish, whatever, a Karban, Kli Sharis, so that's Kedushas HaGuf, so then Yesh Moel Achar Moel, meaning even when you're Moel in it, even when you use it inappropriately, you benefit from it inappropriately, the Kedusha is not Neschalel, rather the next Me'ila will also be a Me'ila, the Kedusha is retained. So here too, the Big Dikhuna are Kli Sharis, you're Moel in them, fine, but they're not going to be Neschalel through your Me'ila. So why is there ever a case that the Kedusha is Neschalel from the Big Dikhuna, and you could then be Mekadesh, let's say, Rabbi Yehuda, B'shogeng L'Rab Meir B'mezid? How could you ever have a case like that? So Tosas give a teretz. Tosas say, Enukimta. This is where we start to get the important part. Tosein Ukimta here, they say, it must be that our Gemara is talking about a case where the Big Day Kahuna were not yet Nischanchu La'avoda. The Big Day Kahuna were still in a state of Kedushas Bedek Abayis. Once you do Chinuch, once they're Nischanchu La'avoda, then they become Klisharis. But until then, they're still Kedushas Damim. So you have Big Day Kahuna in this unique case of Big Day Kahuna Shalabalu, which were still not used for the Avoda in that first usage when they weren't Nischanich yet. So then they could be Mischalel through Mi'ila. And therefore, you have a case that the Gemara is talking about. So in Achanami, once they're Nischanchu, they're Klisharis, but before that, they're only Kedushas Damim, and therefore they could be Nischalel. That's what Tosas say, yeah? The Ritva and the Ramban, both of them, I just put for you the Ritva on the page, source number 5, ask the same Kasha, but they give an entirely different teretz. The Ritva said it longer, but the Ramban says the exact same thing. The Ritva says here, if you're reading inside in the bold, in the bottom of source number 5, towards the bottom of page number 1, the Ritva says, Vahan Nachon, to answer this Kasha, the Kusanos Kahuna, all of these Big Day Kahuna, Einam Kedush Zaguf. They're not Kedush Zaguf Kekli Sharis. Shari in Mishtam Shin Bohen Begufan. They're not really things which you use for Avoda through their Guf. Umachshire Avodahim. Rather, all they are machshire avoda. They allow you to do avoda. You don't do avoda with the Big Day Kahuna. The Big Day Kahuna are not a chepta of avoda. They're not a kli sharis in the classic sense. They don't do avoda. They allow a kohen to do avoda because a kohen can't do avoda unless he's wearing them. So they're machshire avoda, but they're not actually kli sharis mamish. V'dinam kikdushas damim sheyosi l'chulim b'shogeg. Because of that, the Ritva says, and the Ramban says the same thing, that Big Day Kahuna are not actually Kedushas Aguf. They're always Kedushas Bedek Abayis, Kedushas Damim. That's Yotzei L'chulin B'Shogeg. And you can come up with a Shitas Rav Meir, Shitas Rav Yehuda, Mad Kedislai, Mar Kedislai. Again, the Ramban says the same thing as well. So what you have is a Machlokas, Ritva and Ramban on one hand, and Taisus on the other hand, as to whether the Big Day Kahuna have a status of Kli Sharis, meaning Kedushas Aguf Mamish, or they have a status of, no, they're just Kedushas Damim because they're only Machshire Ha'avoda. Based on this, the person who made this famous, this Ritva and Tosas, is the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. There, the Mishnah Melech quotes this Machlokas and asks on the Ritva that the Rambam there quotes a din that when you have Big Day Kahuna, you have to be gonez them. They're nignazim. They have to be put into Sheamus. They have to be put into Sheamus. So the Mishnah Melech says, I don't understand. For the Ritva and the Ramban, why can't you just be podeh? Why can't you just be podeh? It's Kedushas Damim. You can't be podeh, Kedushas Guf, I understand. But if it's Mamish Kedushas Damim, it's just Bedek Avayis, so be podeh, so it's not a problem. So that's why the Mishnah Melech quotes it. That Rambam is extremely complicated, and it would have enough communities for what we're talking about today, so we can't get too far into it. But it's important to note the Mishnah Melech over there. If you look in the Sefer HaMavtech, they quote an answer from Rav Velvel that throws everything a monkey wrench into the Mahalach we're about to say. It's just not, it's a different, we can't get into all of it at once. But either way, that's the Ritva and the Tosa. So what's this Machlokas about? So it seems clear what the Ritva and the Ramban think, no? Very beautiful, their Lashon. What do they look at Big Day Kahuna as? The Ritva says that Big Day Kahuna is Ein Mishnan Shem Behen Gufan. They're not actually Guf Klisharis that you use them for Avoda. They're Machshire Avoda. They're Machshire Avoda. Machshire Avoda sounds like what the Ramban was claiming from the Bahag, that the mitzvah of Big Day Kahuna really is in the first place, right? In that sense, the Ramban L'Shitaso. Whether it's actually the Ramban L'Shitaso is questionable because the Ramban at the end of this Shtikl Torah in his Hasag on the Rambam, he backs out and says maybe the Rambam's right. So whether it's actually the Ramban L'Shitaso, I don't know. But in terms of the Kasha, it's the Ramban L'Shitaso because he's looking at Big Day Kahuna as Machshire Avoda. You have to do Avoda. Avoda requires that a kohen wear Big Day Kahuna. So Big Day Kahuna are machshir, the Avoda. They're not Kedushas Guf, they're just Kedushas Damim. They're just Bedek Abayis. They're something that's utilized in order to allow the kohen to do Avoda. Fine. But according to Tosis, it sounds like, no, the Big Day Kahuna themselves are actually Guf HaKedusha. They're Klisharis Mamish, meaning there's some mitzvah Avoda in Mikdash being done with the Begadim themselves. What does that sound like? Well, that sounds like what we were wondering about before. Is it possible that it's not just that Big Day Kahuna are machshir, the Avoda, but rather Big Day Kahuna themselves are an avoda, or at least are a mitzvah of Mikdash. So what would that look like? So that leads us into Rabbi Yosef Engel. It's not on the page for you. Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asim Daraisa Klal Yates. So he pins this as one side of the Chakira, like the Ramban, like the Ritva, that's really just Machshir, the avoda. But then he says, there's another possibility as well. He says, it could be that it's not that the avoda needs Big Day Kahuna. That's one possibility. Avoda can only be done by a Kohen wearing Big Day Kahuna. That's one possibility. The other possibility is that Avoda needs a Kohen. And a Kohen is not Niskadish B'Kedushas Kahuna. A Kohen is not a Kohen unless he wears Big Day Kahuna. Meaning the first side of the Chakira is that we have a Kohen here. There's two Tanayim. There's more, but there's two Tanayim. I ask Ike Sultan. He has a whole list of all the things you need in order to do Avodah. Kohen standing in Mikdash with Kli. Okay, yeah, there's a good sentence that'll sum it all up. But for our purposes, there's two Tanayim, two conditions that you need. One, you need a Kohen. Two, that Kohen needs to be wearing Big Dik Huna when he's doing the Avodah, correct? That's what we would think is Pasha. That's what the Ramban said as well. Fine, that's what the Ritva said. Ritva Engel is suggesting, no, you need a Kohen. What does it mean to be a Kohen? It means you're born into the Kohanic family, and it means you're wearing Big Dik Huna. And if you're not wearing Big Dik Huna, you're not a Kohen. You're not Niskadish Big Dushas Kohuna. Where do we find such a concept? Is that possible? You're not a Kohen unless you're wearing Big Dik Huna? So yeah, we find this in Shas all the time, no? Chazal in many places, Darshan, when the Pasuk says, Ha Kohen, so the Gemara says, Ha Kohen Bikihuno, in his Kohuna. What does that mean, in his Kohuna? So Itim Kohen, Itim not Kohen, what does that mean? So you have a Gemara in Zvachim, you have a Gemara in Yuma, you have all over the place. So Rashi always says that he has to be, you have in source number 6 from Yilches and Zvachim, Bikihuno, Bisha'a Shehu Melubash Bigadav Nikra Aaron Kohen. Vilok Shu Lavash Big Dehejo. If you're not wearing your Big Dik Huna, you're not going to have the status of a Kohen. It's only Bikuhuno if he's wearing the Big Dik Huna. Or most famously, but the Gemara in Zvachim tells us, Bizman she Bigdayim Aleim Kunasam Aleim, Bizman she ain't Bigdayim Aleim, ain't Kunasam Aleim. Okay, you have the wild application of that from the Mordechai and Gittin that everyone knows, that Rabbeinu Tam allowed a Kohen to wash his hands. How is he allowed to wash his hands? You're being Meshamish in the Kohen. That's a violation of Hikidash, though. So Rabbeinu Tam answered, who was the Rabbeinu Pet? No, the Rabbeinu Petern are afterwards. Rabbeinu Petern and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that Bizman Shein Bigdayim Aleim in Kunasam Aleim. Meaning nowadays, this guy's not wearing Big Dikunos. He's not really a Kohen, so he could wash my hands. That is a wild application of this, but the Yesod is in the Gemara. That when a Kohen is wearing his Begadim, he's a Kohen. When he's not wearing his Begadim, in some level, he's not yet a Kohen. You have Tosin Zvachim and Chavdal Ram Aleph, which is also important, that Rabbi Yosef Engel, I believe, quotes, who says that the Big Dikunar Mekadish the Kohen to work in the Mikdash. So the Big Dikuna have this Koach to be Mekadish, the Kohen, to make him into a Kohen Mamish. Without the Big Dikuna, he's not even a Kohen. So with this background, let's go back to what we said that was Leif Sameach. So we have a Chakira, we have the Ramban and the Ritva on one side. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvah seems to be quote-unquote Leshitaso in the sense that you can understand the mitzvah of Big Dikuna as Machshire Avoda. In order to do the Avoda, you have to wear the Begadim. Now we have this other side of the Chakira that maybe Big Dikuna are more than that. Maybe Big Dikuna are inherently valuable in that you're not a Kohen unless you're wearing Big Dikuna. You're not a Kohen unless you're wearing Big Dikuna. So look at source number 7 on page number 2. This is amazing from the Leif Sameach in his commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah here. Leif Sameach says, not like Revelable at all. He says, look at the Pasuk. The Pasuk doesn't say, V'asisa vigdei kodesh la'aron achicha la'avod ba'mikdash. It says, V'asisa vigdei kodesh la'aron achicha l'chavod l'sefares. There's something inherent about being mechubad and mefuar through the Bigdei Kehuna. V'akasiv yochiach shlo tala asiyas begadim ba, lomar v'asu bigdei kodesh la'aron la'avod l'sharis. Doesn't say that. Aval amr l'chavod l'sefares, kolomar k'dei sheyihie ba'hem mechubad mefuar mibein shara am. The point of the Big Dikuna is to be Meromim, to raise up the level of the Kohanim above everyone else. So Pirish Rashi, Kunasam Tulia Bivigdehem. That's the Rashi we mentioned before. Vimkein mitzad zeh roi shalivishas begadim timane mitzvah la'atzma. Big Dikuna should be its own mitzvah. Levishas Big Dikuna should be its own mitzvah. Ki kein, in the underline, this is the important line, heim mitzuvim liyos michubadim umifuarim bivigdehem v'naasim kohanim al yadam. In order for the guy to be a Kohen, he needs to wear the Big Dik Huna. So what we're being told here is that the Rambam is telling us there's a mitzvah daraisa, lamed gimel, a separate mitzvah, not that you have to do avoda while you're wearing Big Dik Huna, but you have to be a Kohen to do avoda. So how do you be a Kohen? How do you do that part of the mitzvah? You put on the Big Dik Huna. That's what you have to do in order to become a Kohen. And that's what he says is the Kavah and the Pasuk, v'azu es Big Dik Aaron l'kadesho l'chahano li. Remember we said in the beginning that's such a strange thing. So he says the two things are being said here. L'kadosho, meaning he has to be kadosh as a Kohen, and then l'chanoli, and then he can serve in the mikdash. But first it has to be l'kadosho, it has to be mikudash al yidei, wearing these begadim. He becomes a Kohen by wearing the begadim. The Leif Sameach references one place in Hilchos Klei Mikdash. We're not going to say it over now. In Perek Dalet Halach Yud Beis, where the Rambam is mashma this way. The truth is, it's a light diuk. It's meduyuk in the Sefer HaMitzvah itself. And back in source number 2, the Rambam had said, "Shenitzdavu akanim lilbosh begadim yuchadim lechavul sefaris v'az yavdu ba'mikdash." So if you heard like the Ramban from before, so I would have written "Shenitzdavu akanim lilbosh begadim yuchadim lechavul sefaris la'avod ba'mikdash," in order to do the avod in the mikdash, whilst doing the avod in the mikdash, they have to wear the Big Dik Huna. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says they're mitzuvim lilbosh begadim yuchadim l'chavos avaris. V'az, subsequently, they'll then do the avoda. Meaning the mitzvah of wearing the begadim is not the avoda, but it is true that chronologically speaking, the next thing they're going to do now that they're wearing the begadim, now that in niskadesh bekdushas kuna, is they'll do the avoda. It's two steps. Wear the begadikuna to become a kohen, and then you should do the avoda. That is a light diak. I think it's not meduak in the Rambam, in the Yad, in the Koseris, in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash. He says lilbosh begadikuna la avoda. So you could explain that away. You could say la avoda, meaning that is the ultimate goal, but it's not clearly meduak in that way. Just the source number 8 here. This is not mine. I saw Rav Asher Weiss this morning. I saw Rav Asher Weiss has in Minchas Asher this raya. The Rambam in Sanhedrin Yud Tes Beis. So the Rambam is listing off for us Misvi Deshamayim, which get Malkos. The Eluhain 11 is Zar Shishimish B'Mikdash, and then 12 is Mechusar Begadim Hari Hu Gazar V'Lokeim Avad. So we saw the Ramban said that the whole idea of Big Dekuna is really just a Machshir Avoda. And then, if you don't do it, there's a separate lav entirely of Mechusar Begadim. That's what the Bahag said. The Rambam doesn't seem to have a separate lav of Mechusar Begadim. It seems from here, and really if you go back to Sefer Mitzvos, you'll see it as well in the second set of bold. The Rambam says this explicitly in source number 2 again, but the Rambam seems to say in multiple places, one of them being here in Sanhedrin, that the Isser of Mechusar Begadim, of a Kohen working in the Mikdash without wearing his Begadim, is not its own separate lav, but rather it's the fact is that he's a Zar. What do you mean he's a Zar? Because ain't begadav alav. He's not wearing his big dekuna. He's not a Kohen, so he's a Zar Shishimish. He's a Zar who's working in the Mikdash, so that's why he's going to get punished for being Mechusar Begadim. But it's not a separate lav. It's just the very fact that he's not yet a Kohen, so he's like a Zar. It's the same Yisod, that wearing the big dekuna makes the guy into a Kohen. Without that, he's a Zar Shishimish, and he's going to be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, the same way a Zar is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. In source number 9, this is going to be very much a chatzi davar, but it's worth being mitzayin. This is also going to be relevant to the Shitas HaRambam. We're not going to be able to discuss the Shitas HaRavid, but the Shitas HaRambam in Kalayim, at the end of Perek Yud, it's also in Kalayim Mikdash Perek Ches. The Rambam says that the Kohanim who wore the Big Day Kahuna, when it was not Shas Avoda, Shaloba Shas Avoda, even if they were B'Mikdash, so they were Lokin Mipnei HaAvnei. They got Malkos because of the Avnet, the Avnet had Shatnez in it, Shu Klayim. So if they were wearing a Shaloba Shas Avoda, that was inappropriate, and therefore they were over on the Isser of Shatnez. V'lo Hutru Bo, Elabe Shas Avoda, She Mitzvahs Esse Kitzitzis. The only time the Kohanim are allowed to wear the Avnet without being in violation of Shatnez is when they're actually, quote, B'Shas Avoda, Shehi Mitzvahs Esse. During the time of Avoda, because that's a Mitzvahs Esse, Kitzitzis. The same way Tzitzis is a Mitzvahs Esse, which is therefore Esse Dochalos is saying you can wear Tzitzis, which have shatnez, is right? Gidilam tazlacha. So too, this mitzvah's essay, she the Kohen is wearing big dekuna, b'shas avoda, is also doche delos essay of kalayim, of shatnez. But otherwise, he's going to be like for wearing shatnez, even b'mikdash. That's what the Rambam's shita is, yeah? So the Ravid's bothered on two counts, but again, we don't really have the time to talk about the Ravid so much, but it's kedai to look at another time. The Shaykh's Arya, very famously, Simon Chavtes, he also has it in Turiyev and Chagiga. So he says, "Why? How is Esidoch Losisei Shayach here at all? What's the problem? You put on the big dekuna and then you do the avoda. So why isn't that Esidoch Losisei? So it's a problem, right? Because really, we need what? We need Be'idna. We need everything to be done simultaneously in the sugya of Esidoch Losisei. Meaning, when you do the mitzvahs essay, your mekayim essay, it has to be taking place exactly at the same time, be'idna, simultaneously with the lav that you're violating. If you first violate the lav, then do the essay later, that's not good enough. It has to be simultaneous, it has to be at the same time. So the Shaykh Azari says, you don't have that here. You put on the big day kuhuna, it's going to take at least 2 seconds for you to then do the avoda. You can't do that simultaneously, it's not possible. So the Shaykh Azari says, you see from here, it must be that any time where it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah without the iser, so that too is included within Esidot Halosazai. I in our conversation with Seth from 2 weeks ago, do as I say, not as I say, or do as I say, not as I say. I forgot which one it was, but either way, I in that conversation is the same idea that if it's impossible to be mekayim the mitzvah satayr without violating the law, it must be Esidot Halosazai, even if it's not simultaneous, even if it's not be'idna. And his chelei me pisketosis and zvachim tzadi zayin. That says this is so that if it's not be'idna but it's necessary, it's impossible to do without it. That still counts as esedoch halosei. Fine. So that's the Shaikas Arya is bothered by, and he gives his Yisod to answer. But the Aruch Lener answers differently. Source number 10, I first heard this Aruch Lener from Rav Tursky. He gave a different Mahalach, very, very similar, different Mahalach from the Beis Halevi, but it's too complicated for us right now. The Aruch Lener is simple. The Aruch Lener answers differently. He says that the mitzvah, which the Rambam is talking about here, the Shaikas Arya got it all wrong. He misidentified the mitzvah. The Rambam said that when it's Shas Avoda, you're Mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore it's Esed Ochalose, and it's not Shat and is in the Mikdash, for the Kayin to wear the Avnate. So the Aruch Lener says, the Shaikas Arya thinks the mitzvah we're talking about is what? He thinks the mitzvah we're talking about is the Avoda. So you're going to put on the begadim now, that's shatnez, and you're going to do the avodah in 5 minutes. So that's esed ocholose, but it's far apart, so the Shaikas Arya has to develop his yisod about esed ocholose. Says the Aruch Lener, that's not the case. The mitzvah the Rambam was talking about, the shas mitzvah we're talking about, that's kitzitzes right now, is the mitzvah of levishas big de kuhuna. Its own mitzvah. The Rambam holds, says the Aruch Lener, that there's an inherent, independent mitzvah of levishas big de kuhuna. The geder ha-mitzvah is to wear big dikuna in a chanami, as yavdu. The mitzvah is so that you will then be able to do the avoda, and that's what gives you your status as a kohen in order to the avoda, but the mitzvah is an independent, inherent mitzvah, a mitzvah's essay, the 33rd mitzvah's essay, the Rambam quoted for us, of levishas big dikuna. That's the geder ha-mitzvah. As long as you're in the ballpark of shas avoda, you're commanded to don the big dikuna, and essay dochalos to say at that very moment, I'm commanded right now to be lovesh the big dikuna. It's also shatnez, but it's simultaneous. Be'idna, esed ocholos, esed. It's not the esed that's going to come later of avoda. That's all because the Aruch Lener is understanding the Rambam the way we did, with the Lev Sameach, with the side of the Chakira of Rabbi Yosef Engel, with the, let's say, the Tosfos in Kiddushin, who assumes that it's a klishari, says Mamash Kiddush is a guf, that there's something inherent, a mitzvah hamikdash, in actually wearing the big dikhuna. Yes, it's what allows you then to do the avoda, but it's a separate and distinct halacha and mitzvah of wearing the big dikuna to make yourself a kohen. Otherwise, you're not a kohen. That's the basis for the Rambam. That's the basis for the Lev Sameach. And that's also the basis for this pshat of the Aruch Lener in the Rambam in Hilchos Kalayim and Hilchos Kalei Mikdash, why there's Esed Ochalos to say on wearing the big dikuna, even though it's not mamish at the be'idna with the avoda itself. Okay, stop there.